Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rudog Reyes on the RudogShow.com. Today is a frenzy. Not only a frenzy and headed into a free agent frenzy, but before you look at that, you must look at my next guest, who is a very tall, broad, 6'2", 205, a wide receiver, very electrifying from the backfield, has been used in multiple situations. And if you don't know who this is, you're not only going to know who this is by the end of the interview, but scouts, if you're listening, I severely, severely suggest that you look at Lovie Banks Jr. How are you, Lovie? Thanks for taking your time out to come on to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Rudy. I'm doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear that. Let's start this out a little bit. Kind of on the backslide, and the reason why I say that is you have a pretty rich history. And when I say rich history, I mean rich as in family, rich as in work ethic, rich as in understanding what it's going to take from an academic standpoint to not only help you rise above the adversities you faced growing up as a young man, and since you were playing football by the age of six, you also had done a few other endeavors in order to help give you that boost, that edge. So let's actually start off way back when you attended Don Bosco Cristo Rey High School. I couldn't say that 10 times fast. It was in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Why that school? I mean, you did have a chance to play freshman. What was it about the passion and desire that existed within you to get you to find a school that you were needed at?
My freshman year, let me go there. It was my mother, you know, she wanted me to have a good education. So she sent me to, as you said, Don Bosco Cristo Rey was a private school. And for a year, you know, I was sitting out, you know, not playing football for a year, you know, it really hurt me. And I had a friend at school, you know, I kept asking him, I kept seeing him with a helmet and shoulder pads. I was like, you know, where you going, you know? So one day I just followed him, you know, went to school in Northwest D.C. called Woodrow Wilson Senior High School. We went up there, had a meeting right with the coach, and the next day went back up there, had practice. You know, he was like, man, kid, you know, I really got to have you on the team. So in order for me to be on the team, I had to transfer. So, you know, I had, you know, took long nights to convince my mother for me to attend that school, but you know, it got done, and all after that it was just history, man. It was just the desire to get back to the game. It was in me because, you know, my father always told me, man, you know, if it's something that you really want, you know, go get it. You know, never take no for an answer. You know, just keep continuing striving to get to it, and you know, that's what I did. I applied it.
Well, you definitely applied. Your first game as a junior varsity, you had two kickoff returns, four touchdowns. You played against the H.D. Woodson team that were currently the defending champions. What was it about playing against the defending champions? I mean, did you play with a chip on your shoulder? Did you recognize that they just had a more elite team? What was it about playing against them that just helped give you the edge?
Playing against them, you know, just, you know, the defending champs, man. I just had to prove myself, you know, just to show them, you know, I can be just electrifying as your best player on your team. So just to, you know, show them I can play with them, you know, just showcasing my talent, you know. Had a little jitters, but, you know, as soon as I touched the ball, you know, it all went away.
And it usually does, especially in a situation where not only are you out there to make a difference for the team, but as an individual. I mean, you went to Hutchinson Community College in Hutchinson, Kansas. You redshirted. You were very humbled in that situation. What was it about being there before, obviously, your freshman year, to where you just had to sit out and really take a look back and say, where do I belong? Is it in this college? Is it in this environment? What was it about that experience that humbled you?
The experience, man, you know, I just had to sit back and get a reality check, you know, why I was redshirted. You know, I came out there, you know, I was already committed and signed to a school, the University of New Mexico. And, you know, it's just an amount of players as me, as talented as me in my position. So, you know, I went out there, I seen that, And it just really humbled me and made me want it more, being my playbook every day, you know, hitting the class hard, hitting the weight room hard, you know, just the little things, being more disciplined, more technique sound, everything. Just something to be more, to have an advantage of over somebody, you know, that's higher than you, and I like just have just little things over them.
Well, talking about not little things, but clearly and obviously you have to hold on to the rock. Your dad had told you something that has stuck out in your mind. And what was it about what he told you? I mean, you had a ball in your hand, no matter what it was, basketball, football, or tennis. What was it about what your dad had told you that helped make the biggest impact growing up?
You know, he always told me, man, when I was younger, he showed me videos that that I always had a ball in my hand, no matter what, if it was a basketball, a football, a tennis ball, or it could be like a Fisher Price little baseball that come with the bat, you know, I just carry that around. And it just, man, it's I feel like it was a sign, you know, I couldn't, and I still did it until I was about 18, you know, I still had a ball, I slept with a football, I slept with a basketball. It was always something that I had with me, you know, whether I went out outside to play catch, or you know, it was just something. It was just something about having a rock in my hands. I just feel like it was going to be special.
Talking about special, I really see you being a special part of an NFL roster. However, when you look back at your offensive coordinator, there was something special you found about Alvin Parker. And it wasn't just talking about football. It wasn't talking about your formation or your footwork. What was it about the relationship that you had with Coach Parker that enabled you to grow not only from a personal standpoint, but from a football standpoint?
You know, I'm 1,000 miles away from my family. So, you know, while I'm here, you know, Coach Parker and the coaching staff, you know, and my team is there, are my family. So, you know, Coach Parker, you know, and he just prepared me for life. You know, it wasn't just about, you know, the X and O's. It was about real life, you know, the reality, you know, after college, you know, it's the real world. So he just been preparing me since I stepped foot in Elizabeth City State University. So, you know, he's big on discipline and respect. So, you know, everywhere I go, you know, first impression is everything to me. So I want to make the best first impression I can to anybody.
Well, he helped show you about the game of life, and being comfortable around someone when you have those types of discussions isn't always easy, but the knowledge of the game came from different sources. Who would you attribute to being your largest source of information that you can draw from and be able to palletize the information from?
Oh, man. I would say it would be both of my position coaches. The reason I say that, because Coach Darryl Shaw, you know, he had me in the playbook every day, you know. Not just knowing the plays, also knowing from the defensive standpoint, you know, the coverages, the techniques corners play, also linebackers, the D-line technique stunts. And also Coach Han, you know, he was also big on that too. And he was also big in just getting me in shape, also being in the film room heavy as well, you know, just the little things. And they, I'm my biggest critic, but, you know, both of them was my biggest critics as well. So that also helped me to be a better man and a better player.
Well, being a better player, you had taken that seriously. I mean, look at all the accolades, all the miles, and you just really started. You went to Elizabeth State. You had 45 catches, 614 yards, 6 touchdowns, 17 returns, 423 for at a 24.9 yards of return average at a 9 games. 2014, you did relatively the same thing. And at 512 yards, 3 TDs, 14 returns for 321 at a 22.9 yard average with 1 punt return for 62 yards, including a touchdown. And in 2013, you had done, again, very similar, but because of the playtime you didn't have, you had 15 catches for 259 yards, three touchdowns, 23 KO returns, 534 out of a 23.2 yard average, five punt returns for 60 yards. Lots of great things coming from you, not only in 2013, 2014, but in 2015. I wanted to go backwards a little bit to find out, based on your numbers, that you had earned that much more yardage in 2015 versus 14. You're a very electrifying wide receiver. Any scout, any team who's in need of this gentleman, I strongly suggest that you contact him, contact his agent, or you can email me at therudogshow@hotmail.com. This gentleman is listed not only as a kick returner, but a punt returner. He played at ESC Scalpel. He was a game MVP. He caught three balls, 90 yards, two touchdowns, and returning two for 98 yards. He also received an invite to play in the National Bowl in Florida, a Globe Bowl in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the D2 versus the NAIA Bowl in Myrtle Beach, and the Dream Bowl in Virginia Beach. So, obviously, you have cleared that much more space and separated you with those victories and those bowl games that you played in from the other wide receivers that currently are bidding for an NFL conversation with an NFL team. So if you look at the numbers overall, your 40 was 4.47, which was solid. You did better in your – actually, you did the same in your second attempt, in fact. It was just – you have 31-inch arms. Your hands are 9.5 inches. Just awesome stats. A lot of great things. Your average for punt returns were 32.1, which, again, doesn't tell the entire story, considering all the adversities that you faced to get to this point. So if I was to call Coach Allen and ask him what would be the most dynamic thing about you and the most work you need to put in to refine your craft, what would you say about both accounts?
If you call Coach Parker right now, I would say, this kid is he's really big on hard work. You know, he's always the first one and the last one. And that's guaranteed, you know. I'm always cleaning up the locker room after the boys leave. After the players leave, sweeping the floor, making sure the weights are on the rack. Maybe even sometime I'll lock it up, lock the field house up. So that's just really big, and I'm hardworking and willing to do anything and everything, you know, for a coach.
Well, the coaches have done a lot for you, and you continually give back not only to your organization, but imagine, if you will, being on the draft stage, and let's just say the Chicago Bears picked you up, or the Steelers, or the Eagles, or any other team for that matter. For all intents and purposes, Steelers don't necessarily need any wide receivers, but granted, you know, for practice squad purposes or the like, what would your feeling be if your name was to be called somewhere in the fourth round?
My feelings would be, you know, just giving thanks to God, you know, for blessing me like that, just giving me the opportunity to be called or just to even be picked up, you know, hearing a phone call from an NFL team. It'd be truly, truly a blessing to me. And I come from a small school, never really heard of. It'd just show that, you know, when hard work, you know, you put hard work in, it really pays off. So I just be truly blessed and giving thanks to the man upstairs.
Well, it also pays in what you have done and what you consistently do in order to get prepared for the draft. So with that question, what have you been doing in the off season to prepare yourself for an NFL call to say, you know what, we want to work you out? Would you be ready to give it your absolute best based on off season workouts?
Yes, since I came back to school, you know, I've been waking up 6 in the morning, 4 days out of the week, and also have an afternoon workout right after my 1 o'clock class. You know, it's just being better than my opponent and everybody else around me. It's got to be something I had to be better than the next man. It's something I have to do, you know. So I just wake up 6 in the morning. Get a good workout in the fitness center. Run a mile or two after my workout, and then come in the afternoon, you know, before the regional combine. You know, I work on my 10-yard splits. I do the, you know, bench, squat. You know, I do a variety of things. Also run routes, and just just also get feedback from, you know, I know older players, you know, in the league, just, you know, send them videos, you know, let them know, like, you know, just, am I doing this right? You know, what type of eating regimen should I be on? Just, you know, getting good feedback.
Well, it's always good to get positive feedback. If you had to model your play after one particular NFL, maybe a Hall of Famer, maybe a current player, who would that be?
I'm always Keenan Allen for the San Diego Chargers. I would really say that.
That Keenan Allen is a really hard worker. I seen him. He played well against the Steelers. Of course, Steeler Nation took that place over, and the Steelers ended up winning that game last year on Monday Night Football. but Keenan Allen, real solid guy. And there are some attributes that you have in correlation with his play style and what he does and how he does it. So I definitely see a comparison. But who do you personally compare yourself to?
Personally, I would say, Keenan Allen. I can only think of Keenan Allen because, you know, he's a playmaker. You know, when the ball in his hands, he get the job done, whether it's a screen, a curl, a fade. You know, I can just think of Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen.
Okay. Well, if you're listening, Keenan Allen, I suggest you look at this gentleman and you tell me. Send me an email and ask me if you believe that this guy is a similar version of yourself in that capacity. And only time will tell. So I can only imagine what lies ahead for you, Lovey. I wish you the absolute best in what you do and how you do it and how well you do it, because that's the most important thing. It's how you end. It's not always how you start. It's how you finish it off. So with that said, I appreciate your time. I wish you the absolute best in your NFL endeavors, and if you do get drafted, let me know. I'd like to do a follow-up interview with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on your show, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. And with that being said, this has been Lovey Banks and Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the Rude Dog Show.